Tell us a little bit about Android tablets. Are they the future of computing?
They've come out and made this statement, which is quite funny, I think. Now, they've actually failed again and again to make them competitive with the iPad, and Google has adapted their Chrome operating system to work well on 2-in-1 convertibles. But they've actually had a change of heart now. Now it believes that Android tablets are the future of computing. The senior engineering manager came out with a statement that said, "We believe that the future of computing is shifting towards more powerful and capable tablets. We are working to deliver the next chapter of computing and input by launching seamless support across our platforms and hero experiences." I love that expression. "That unlock new and better ways of being productive and creative." Now, can I just say, if the future of computing really is shifting towards more powerful and capable tablets, then that future is probably all iPad at the moment. Now, Apple's tablet realises this vision right now and has been by far the best capabilities and most expansive app and service ecosystem they've got it. The iPad is available in a variety of models and configurations. The base models are not expensive, and every single one of them is better than is better than any Android or Chromebook tablet today. Now, that's true across all age groups, needs, and other metrics you care to mention. A lot of people will disagree with me, Lee, because they like their Android tablet, but when you sit them down with an iPad next to it, they slowly come around and go, "It's not bad. It's far better than what I've got."
It sounds like they've been won over. So it appears the Android tablets are the future of computing by judging what you're saying then.
Well, I hope they change. I really do.
Yep.
Because at the moment, I don't think Android people out there get the best experience on a tablet at all. So if they can fix that part, that will be great.
Richard, what about Galaxy S22? And what can we expect from Samsung's February Unpacked?
On February the 9th for all the Android people out there, as well, that like the Samsung phones. So the Samsung S22 is their flagship phone for the year. So as the iPhone is the flagship phone on the Apple side, the S22 is for the Android people out there. So it's going to be the high-spec, non-folding phone, and we'll put in trends that we're going to see, basically for the next 12 months. If you want to buy a Samsung phone at the moment, I'd wait until after February the 9th, which is not too long to go. So just hold off at the moment and just see where the new phone's coming out. Now, this being Samsung, it's unlikely that the phones will be the only thing being released on the 9th. There's rumours of a new Galaxy Tab S8 tablet as well, especially after I've just bagged them on the other, in the other segment, because it is an Android tablet, which was succeed their Tab S7 devices, which debuted back in 2020. There was also rumblings of a new smart speaker as well. I don't think we need any more smart speakers. We've got 8 million of them at the moment. The Galaxy Home Mini 2. So, if you're after some Samsung things, just wait at the moment until after February the 9th, and we'll talk about all of those things in the next couple of weeks.
There's a fair bit to look forward to with Samsung's February Unpack there. And just wrapping it up, Apple not going broke anytime soon. You've got some figures there.
Yeah, we do. So their fourth quarter for 2021 were nearly 2.5 times bigger than Microsoft. The firm actually earned a net income of $34.6 billion on record revenues of $124 billion in the quarter ending December 31st. The iPhone was once again Apple's biggest business by far, with $71.6 billion in revenues, up 9% year-on-year. Services, which are people who subscribe to iCloud, buy apps, are now the second largest of the firm's business, with revenues of $19.5 billion, up 24% year-on-year. Phenomenal figures, Lee, which would have been further enhanced if chips weren't in short supply, which means that would have earned even more money,
wow,
as all tech companies would have.
You wouldn't mind a couple of dollars in shares.
I would like to see what's fallen down the back of Tim Cook's couch.
or in the console of his car, for that matter.
Oh, yeah. So we'll just chuck a lazy few thousand in the console.